The numbers of migrants crossing the Mexico-U.S. border has dropped dramatically since last summer. But that hasn't stopped the federal government from forging ahead with building a series of family detention centers in the Southwest. And that's because it wants to send a clear message to Central Americans. If you come, you will be detained and deported. The largest of these centers is under construction in South Texas. As NPR's John Burnett reports, what's unusual is how the government bypassed the normal bidding process using a small town in Arizona as the contractor for a detention center over 900 miles away in Texas.
This is the future site of the South Texas Family Residential Center. The name sounds like it could be a pleasant apartment complex, but it's actually going to be a government detention camp for immigrants. It's located in the brush country, about 85 miles from Mexico, next to a state prison and a man camp. That's Texas lingo for oil field worker housing. Construction crews are already out here installing the modular buildings that will eventually hold 2,400 women and children, mostly from Central America. The detainees, or residents, will be technically in the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The day-to-day operations of the jail will be handled by Corrections Corporation of America, CCA, the nation's largest for-profit prison company. But the contract and the money to run it will go to the town of Eloy, Arizona, two states away. Watchdogs who monitor for-profit immigrant jails say they've never seen anything quite like it. Ranjana Natarajan is director of the Civil Rights Law Clinic. We talked outside of her office at the University of Texas at Austin.
Typically, when state or local entities decide to host a jail for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, it's a jail that's within their boundaries.
A spokesman at ICE, who asked not to be named because he was speaking on background, said, sure, it's unusual. It was a creative response to a difficult situation. If the government had gone through the traditional bidding process, it could have taken 18 months to get the facility up and running, and the administration had called this a humanitarian crisis and wanted action fast. The deal between ICE and Eloy is called an intergovernmental services agreement. They're special. They don't require competitive bidding. In this case, Eloy was already acting as the contractor for a large ICE immigrant jail located in that Arizona city. So last month, the Eloy City Council modified its existing agreement with ICE to add a second detention facility in Texas, also to be managed by CCA. Again, human rights advocate Ranjana Natarajan.
But here, the city of Eloy can't say with a straight face that it's going to have anything to do with the operation of that facility because it's hundreds of miles away.
The new detention center in Dilley is being built to meet ICE's family residential standards, meaning it's not supposed to seem like a jail. It will have playrooms, a snack bar, a soccer field, and no razor wire on the perimeter fence. Frio County Commissioner Pepe Flores says he's relieved the detainees will be mothers and children, not criminals.
I don't know if you want to call them prisoners or not, but I mean, I guess technically that's what they are. But they're not going to be incarcerated. They're just going to be detained for a while and then go on to where they're going.
Counting all 2,400 beds in the detention facility, along with the state prison next door, soon half of Dilley's population will be people who are locked up. But when you're a farm town slowly wasting away, any development looks good.
We used to be known as two outhouses facing each other, but I think we've grown a little bit more than that.
Lifelong Dilley resident Noel Perez is city administrator. Though Dilley still proclaims itself watermelon capital of Texas, its economic mainstays are inmates and oil. The Eagle Ford shale boom has been a bonanza, and the new family residential center has brought even more good news, an expected 600 jobs, more sales taxes, and bigger property tax revenues. Inside Dilley's tiny city hall, I asked Noel Perez if it bothered him that a city in southern Arizona was going to run a contract in his backyard in South Texas.
Of course it did. And that was one of the things that we needed to see accomplished, that we certainly get over and above whatever they're getting. And I know we will be a lot better off financially than Eloy, but Eloy doesn't have to lift a finger and make that amount of money.
Eloy, Arizona was also a dying little agricultural city located between Phoenix and Tucson when Corrections Corporation of America came to town. Now the private prison giant is the biggest employer in Eloy with four lockups, three prisons, and the immigrant jail. The Eloy Detention Center holds male non-citizens.
We like to think of them as in a gated community with lots of amenities.
Eloy City Manager Harvey Krause can be a bit lighthearted because his city is in a sweet spot.
As contractor for the four CCA-run facilities, it's earning mailbox money. Here's how it will work with the new South Texas facility. ICE sends Eloy $290 million for the first year's expenses. The city passes through that payment to CCA to run the facility, and CCA pays Eloy $438,000 a year to essentially act as its accountant, nothing more. Eloy will have nothing to do with the operations in Dilley. In fact, they don't even plan to visit South Texas. City Manager Harvey Krause says CCA will represent Eloy and fulfill all the federal rules to ensure detainees are properly cared for.
On paper, it appears to be a direct relationship. It's somewhat of an indirect relationship. We just, for the most part, serve as a fiscal agent. And they hold us totally harmless with no liability for the operations.
Liability for things like deaths in custody. Records with Immigration and Customs Enforcement show that since 2004, 13 detainees have died at the Eloy Detention Center, mainly Guatemalan and Mexican men, through illness and suicide. Bob Leibel is director of Grassroots Leadership in Austin, which monitors the private prison industry.
Well, what we know about the Eloy Detention Center is that it has had more deaths than any other immigration detention facility in the country.
The Eloy city manager, who's been in the job for 10 months, says he was unaware there had been 13 deaths at the detention center. Questioned by NPR, ICE defended the current management of the Eloy Detention Center. Spokesperson Virginia Kice said the facility has not had a death or suicide in nearly 18 months, that its medical and mental health services have been enhanced in recent years, and that ICE officers conduct daily visits at Eloy. A representative of CCA responded in a statement, "The company takes the well-being of each detainee very seriously and complies with all ICE reporting requirements." The first detainees are expected to arrive at the South Texas Family Residential Center in December. John Burnett, NPR News.